Podcast listeners, I just wanted to drop in really quick and say hello. We are back. Oh My Dollar is back. We have been out on a fall break, necessitated by me running around to 13 countries in September. But we've got a big month with some really exciting guests and great financial topics. So we're excited to be back. So I thought I would answer. I've got some listener questions that have been piling up in my inbox while I was away. So I thought I'd answer some of those. But how have you been, Will?
I've been busy. I've been good. Where have you been? You dropped off the face of the United States for a couple weeks.
I did. I spent a month going from Dublin, Ireland to Shanghai, China by train. And it was great. I rode a lot of trains. I went to 13 countries overall, as long as you count Wales as a country.
They do.
I got my passport stamped, so you know that counts. What else did I do?
Did you budget for it, or were you just winging it?
Of course I budgeted for it. Actually, this was a trip that I've been planning for a long time, so I had a sinking fund for this, just saving up for it for a couple years. The budget mostly worked out. You know, there's always, especially when you're in a country where you don't speak the language, there's always unexpected expenses when you travel. I actually just did the accounting when I got back into town this weekend, and it looks like I was about $413 over what I expected to spend, which is not a big deal. I had the money set aside, so.
Roughly what percentage was that over by?
What percentage was that over by?
You should have thought about this one.
It was about 5% over, all told. Yeah, so, you know, not bad within the margin of error.
Was it a single surprising travel splurge that made you go over, or?
I wish. It was, Moscow is very expensive. Russia is cheap. Moscow is expensive. And so just eating out in Moscow was really expensive. I've mentioned before on the show, but I'm vegan, so, it's a little harder for me to find food in some places. So I was eating at, some kind of more expensive tourist catered restaurants just so I could find some food. And I had one night in Shanghai. So maps have a lot of trouble working in China because of the way the government approaches map.
Oh.
And, you know, no Google products work there under the VPN. And I just had a hostel that just did not appear where it was supposed to be on the map. And I never found it. And I ended up having to book an emergency hotel. And so that ended up costing a little bit of money. I mean, I used Hotwire. So I, you know, got supposedly a 4-star hotel that reeked of smoke because everything in all hotels in China smell of smoke. but it was, so, you know, it wasn't a huge splurge, but it was pouring rain. I had a moment of appreciation for the fact that I had enough privilege and enough money that I could just make the choice to spend some money to make my life easier, and that I didn't have to spend like another several hours wandering around the rain trying to find this ghost hostel that didn't really exist. it ended up being pretty on the nose. The end of the trip was sort of the height of my luxury because I flew back on points. So I had been travel hacking, so I had credit card points. Which we've mentioned is kind of an advanced skill on the show. I don't recommend doing it unless you know what you're getting into. But I actually got a flyback first class on Korean Airlines.
Ooh.
And I got my own pod on the plane. Like, I had walls. I had my own coat closet.
Rules. Did you have a bed?
A total bed that folds down. Had my own large television, larger than my television at home. It was a 7-course meal. Plated meal served with actual white gloves. They give you pajamas, special designer pajamas. It was a toiletry kit with like high-end toiletries in it. It was absurd. They give you noise-canceling headphones that are like more expensive than any headphones I've ever owned combined, to use on the airplane. So it was an interesting, fun experience. I don't think I need to fly like that all the time, but it, you know, normally that would be like a $15,000 ticket, and it cost me about $200 in taxes. So it was a fun experience to get.
Well, cool. Welcome back. Now that you're back, what's in the cards for Oh My Dollar coming up?
This is a packed month. So, you know, I guess we took that month off just so that I could gather steam for all of the exciting things coming up. This month we have a Kickstarter releasing. We've been hard at work working on an illustrated guide to personal finance. So this is the workbook that goes along with the Get Your Money Together Bootcamp, but it can be used on its own. It is meant to make personal finance fun, but it's an actual practical. It covers everything: investing, insurance, budgeting. But it's filled with cats and David Bowie references and just everything you need to get your finances on track. And it's a 90-day program. But we need help to print it. It's actually pretty expensive to do a print run of books. So we're going to be raising money on Kickstarter, and it launches October 10th at 10 a.m.
October 10th. Awesome.
Yeah. And yeah, I'd love for folks, if they want to contribute, it's ohmydollar.com/Kickstarter. And there's some seriously awesome perks like money-themed cat bow ties and one-on-one financial coaching. And podcast listeners can get a special bonus reward just for being a podcast listener if you email your Kickstarter receipt to podcast@ohmydollar.com.
Oh-ho.
Mystery treat.
Ooh.